Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Inspiring Parents. I'm Marilyn Forman from MarilynForman.com. And this week, I want to talk about what you're focusing on. You know, when we're parents, our kids are sort of that safe place. And sometimes we abuse that safe place. We take out our anger or our frustration. We don't handle things to the best of our ability. Have you ever noticed that we sometimes treat strangers much better than the people we love in our life? I mean, what is that about? Where does that come from? And so this is a podcast to help you to become aware of what you're focusing on. Where are you putting your energy? What are you looking at with your kids? So with your child in any given moment, are you focusing on the wonderment of who they are, or are you finding things to nag at for no apparent reason other than your own life frustrations? Sometimes we are so unconsciously angry that we take it out on our kids by picking on them. Oh, you didn't clean your room, or stand up straight, or, you know, all these little things that we find to pick on. When really, it has nothing whatsoever to do with our children. And what we're doing is damaging their self-esteem because they don't know it has nothing to do with them. They're taking it personally. So you are lowering their self-esteem in that moment. And it's just you looking for an outlet for your anger. And you may not think you're angry because you have an idea of what anger is. If you're passive-aggressive, you're angry. If you're sarcastic, you're angry. So it's getting in touch with that and finding another outlet for it. Go for a run. Punch a pillow. Go to the top of a mountain and yell and scream. Do a workout. Anything to expel that anger, to release that anger and not release it on anybody else. But you don't want to hang on to it yourself. So you don't want to beat yourself up for doing it or feeling it. What you want to do is find a way to release it because it's not yours. You just happen to be wearing it in the moment. So let it go. Release it so that you're not doing that to your child. And think about that in every moment that you're interacting with your child. Where are you coming from? What are you focusing on? I have an exercise in one of my courses about non-interference. See how much you can, how long you can go without interfering with your child. Interfering in the way of stepping in. Be careful. Don't do that. Sit down properly. Behave yourself. All those things that we want to say. See how long you can go without interfering. Naturally, you want to interfere if they're not safe. They're doing something that could be dangerous for them or things like that. I mean, you've got to be logical here because that's your primary role as a parent is to keep these beings safe. Not overly protected, but safe. And instead, step back and let them be. Don't pick on them for anything. And if you're going to say something, what are you going to say? Are you going to say something to raise their self-esteem or lower it? And in this, I'm not saying let them get away with anything, because that's not being a good parent either. You need to have boundaries. They need to have boundaries, and they need to learn that they are allowed to have boundaries. That's a gift. But boundaries are different than being a tyrant. So that's why I wanted to do this episode on what you're focusing on. What are you interfering with? Is it something helpful or is it detrimental? Because you know me, I'm all about building self-esteem and building strong relationships between parents and children. And to do that, you need to know what you're saying, who you're being, how you're acting. And the gift that kids bring is that they make us, hopefully, step up into who we really are here to be our wonderful, glorious, empowering self. So they see what they have a chance to grow into. So they cause us to step up our game and be the best we can be. Be conscious of that. use this opportunity, this gift that they are, to step into that place for yourself and for everyone in your life. So think about what you're focusing on. And also, if you're interested, listen to my Create a Life You Love podcast, because that was another very interesting one this week on energy, and because I am also an energy healer and teacher. So I hope this has been helpful. I know your kids will really like it, because they get to see the real you underneath, not the angry you, but the loving you. Have an absolutely brilliant day. I'm Marilyn Forman from MarilynForman.com, and thanks for being here and listening. I love to know that you're here. Bye for now.